AOL Time Warner is being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The company announced the probe yesterday, along with disappointing earnings results. The government is investigating charges first published last week in the Washington Post about AOL's unorthodox accounting methods. Joining me now is NPR's Larry Abramson. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Post articles describe AOL's efforts to make revenues look better than they really are, and that sounds familiar.
Yes, it does.
How did that work?
Well, at AOL, it worked a little bit differently than some of the many other companies we've been talking about. During the period of 2000 and 2001, there was a huge shift going on in the online world that AOL dominated at the time. What was happening was that a lot of advertising revenue was just drying up. And part of the reason was that dot-coms were big advertisers on the internet, and they were starting to go bust. But it also came at a time when America Online was not adding new subscribers as quickly as they had been before. And that was how AOL generated excitement about itself, by saying we're constantly adding new people. Now they said we're going to be constantly adding new advertisers. And that was going to be part of the new business strategy. So AOL went to great lengths to present a scene where they were just had exponentially growing revenues for advertising. And they did a lot of things to book revenues that perhaps weren't really advertising revenues as ad revenues, just so they could make themselves look better to stockholders and the people who were going to buy the stock.
And all of this was happening at a critical time for the company, right?
That's right. In the beginning of 2000, AOL, this little internet company from Virginia, decided that it was going to buy the biggest media company in the world, Time Warner. And it did that on the strength of its stock price. Now, if during the course of the approval process, the stock price dropped significantly, AOL wouldn't have as much money as it used to have in order to buy this big company. So the deal wouldn't go through, or it would be more costly than they thought it was going to be. So the company's business office engaged in some questionable deals, according to an account in the Washington Post. And everything that we're talking about was disclosed in this Post series last week. And the SEC investigation that you mentioned was occasioned by those newspaper articles. Richard Parsons, the CEO of AOL, said this yesterday. So this was AOL's efforts to boost its ad revenues are what are going to be the source of the investigation. And it's possible that they will go through this investigation, decide that there was nothing wrong, and that the way things were audited, were accounted for, was entirely above board.
And so what does AOL Time Warner say about all this?
First of all, their answer that they come up with right now is something that maybe once would have set people's minds at ease, but doesn't anymore. They said our auditors said it was okay. Now, we've seen a lot of auditing firms say something was okay when it wasn't. This is not one of the firms that we've been talking about a lot. It's Ernst & Young. But AOL says that Ernst & Young said these methods of accounting for ad revenues were okay. They also say that this is really 2 or 3% of their total revenues. This is a company with $10 billion in revenues, and we're talking about a couple hundred million dollars in ad revenues. So they're saying this is not all of our operations. It's something that may be questionable, may not be, but the basic point is that our fundamental business plan is solid.
We've seen the company's share price drop before this. What does this mean for AOL Time Warner going forward?
Well, it certainly isn't good news for America Online. And as you mentioned, this announcement came yesterday during a teleconference where Richard Parsons was announcing that earnings were basically flat for the company. And the reason is that the online division, the little company that swallowed this big whale, is now causing problems for the whole company. Richard Parsons announced that earnings were basically stagnant because of problems at AOL. The company reorganized last week in order to make AOL a smaller part of the entire company. So it certainly can't help the company's stock price, which is really low right now.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.